diaper.
I think I was level 10 when I got my first orange item, and I thought I had to check my Jedi Sage's robe for stains. Well, much to my initial consternation, which turned into understanding and appreciation, BioWare has introduced a very interesting system in the Old Republic. Custom items that are fully moddable. Moddable gear is colored with an orange border, but don't confuse the color with legendary items from the other MMO that we shall not speak of. Orange gear is actually quite common and can be acquired as early as level 8 via quest rewards, heroics, drops, craftable items, and even through underworld trading. What's unique about this system is that it allows players to potentially acquire a look that they desire and wear it all the way up to endgame. To scale an item's stats and power, it has several slots that you can insert mods into and extract from. These mods are acquired through rewards, drops, and professions, and crafters can even reverse engineer their older mods to create blue and purple mods. Some green gear is also partially moddable. And at the endgame, epic or purple gear is also partially moddable, but not fully like orange is. This has to do with gear progression and balance. For more information, check out my blog at epicdiapers.com and follow me on Twitter at epicdiapers.
And remember, it's hard to balance the pew-pew with the poo-poo.